What's cooking, good looking? Make room. She thick. Or surprisingly sporadic. Either one. I know, you're so lucky. How's it going? You're doing the thing. The thing with your face when you're sad. But you don't want to tell me that you're sad. Well, I already know you're sad. I'm a lady. We tend to be good at these things. Yes, it is a gross generalization, but what can I say? I'm lazy. Tell me. I'm nosy and I want to know. And I have a vested interest in you. I know it's perverse. But what can you do? We roll with the punches. Tell me. Cause I don't like it when you keep secrets. Especially when it's blatantly obvious you have a secret. Well, if you're gonna have a secret, you might as well tell me. I'll nag it out of you eventually. Do not underestimate my whittling down powers. They are known throughout the land. Yes, they are in my parents' house and here. Throughout the land. Why are you sad? Why are you not telling me you're sad? What happened? Oh. That sounds really sucky. I'm sorry. You apologize. Stop talking crazy. Because you don't have to apologize for getting upset. Hey, normal. What's normal? Not normal. Nope. Everyone's a little fucked up. But it's okay, because we're kind of cute. Especially you. You are the cutest little screwy screw I ever did screw. I'm sorry you're sad. Listen to me. Stop fighting it. Stop resisting. Just accept that right now you feel shitty. It's okay to feel shitty. You heckin' loser. I'm here because I like you. I love you, I like you, I like your face. And your eyes, and your thoughts. And your heckin' cold feet. It's okay. It's okay to feel shitty. Because soon you won't. Soon you'll just be, I'm tired of feeling shitty. Then you'll be, this feels a bit better. Then you'll be, I stubbed my toe, fuck you. It's a very tedious cycle, but what you gonna do? It's okay that you were triggered. It's okay that you're upset. I know. Feeling shitty sucks. But you are okay. So stop heckin' apologizing, or I'm going to beat you. Savagely, like this. How dare you, I was using my full force. You are so heckin' lovely. I'm going to have to squish you. Submit to love. I'm not leaving. No, loser. This is my bed too. You can't kick me out. I have bed rights. And I will exercise them to stay here. Because I love you and I don't want you to be sad by yourself. So get heckin' over yourself. I've seen you sad before. You've seen me sad before. I ain't leaving. I don't care. I don't care. I don't heckin' care. What you think of me as a burden, as an annoyance, as, oh, here she goes again, triggered by her trauma. No. Cause you're not a rat bastard. I also aspire not to be a rat bastard, so I'm staying. I know that you're sad, I know this is hard, but you gotta go through the uncomfy with me, cause I love you. I am not inconvenienced, I am not freaked out, I am here. And I've seen you eat a whole jar of Nutella. That don't scare easy. And I was eating it with you. If you're a freak, I'm a freak. I don't care, I'm like I'm a little damaged. it means you have character. One of a kind. Shh, that is a good thing. I like how uniquely broken you are. Oh, shut up, I'm a mess too. I'm a heckin' chaotic, sensitive, porous little slug. And you still love me, so there's gotta be something to this. I really, really, really don't mind. Because it's nice when it's not me who's triggered. Slightly poor phrasing. Let me try again. It's nice when I'm the one helping you. Excuse me. Who was the one who stayed up with me as I uncontrollably sobbed all through the night? Who was the one who went to the 7-Eleven and got me Twinkies and period pads and Gatorade? Who was the one who listens tirelessly, endlessly to all my bullshit? It's heckin' you. So, now that you reap what you sow, you have absolutely no one to blame but yourself. Well, you shouldn't have been nice to me. It's your own fault. Unlike what happened to you and now how you respond to it. It was not your fault. It was fucked up and awful and shitty. And none of it was your fault. So those intrusive, nasty thoughts can go fuck themselves. Cause they're assholes and they don't know what they're talking about. They are bottom feeder internet trolls. Don't give them attention. Just in your mind, say fuck off. I know. But on those days when you can't, I will. We'll say, fuck off. You pieces of shit. Say to you, you are amazing and kind and funny and stupid, and I just love you. I love you. I love you, and I'm so angry about what happened to you. But more than that, right now, I just want you to have the best possible life that you can have. I just want you happy. Happy and safe, but not worried about that stuff. I know. I'll help. You are. You are vintage. Scrapes and all. Who wants perfect when you can have uniquely fucked up? I like you a little broken. You're my wobbly little coffee table. Yeah, because you're my favorite thing to sell. Shall I sit on you? Will that make you happy? Will that heal all the pain and trauma and confusion? Oh well, a start's a start. I love you. Prepare to be wiggled on. Mm-hmm.